Again, I hate doing this show, pal.
I know, TJ.
Jesus Christ, I hate you, TJ. I hate the views, pal. Jesus Christ, they're so demanding, pal.
You're right, TJ, that's alright. Jesus Christ, you're right, TJ.
Jesus. What are they expecting me? What are they expecting me, pal? I'm only one man. I can only do so much, pal.
TJ. I hate doing this show too, TJ.
Jesus Christ, pal. When do we go live, pal?
We go live in 5 minutes, TJ.
Jesus Christ. What's our topic, pal? What did we decide on last night?
Dicks, TJ.
Dicks, pal? Really?
Yeah, TJ. You picked dicks for some reason.
I don't remember that, pal. You must be mistaken.
No, TJ. You picked dicks, TJ.
Jesus Christ, dicks.
Are you sure?
That seems kinda homosexual, pal.
Yeah, I'm sure, TJ. You were right over the shower, and you said, "Hey, pal, I have this really good idea. Let's do a show about dicks."
Pal, I don't remember saying that, pal.
It's true, TJ. You said you wanted to be surrounded by dicks.
No, pal. You must be mistaken, pal.
I have a recording of it, TJ. It's right here on my phone. I can show you. I can put it up right now, TJ.
Yeah, that's okay, pal. That's okay. We don't need to do that, pal. Let's just change the subject, okay, pal? How about tits?
I love tits, TJ. Let's do it on tits.
Titties.
Titties.
I love tits, too. Yeah, that's right.
hey, guys. How's it going, guys?
Why are you so late, Scotty?
TJ. I guess I was just busy, TJ.
Next time, just be on time, okay?
TJ, you guys are live in there.
Oh, yeah?
TJ, you're streaming right now, TJ.
Oh, god damn it! Paul, why didn't you tell me we were live?
Sorry, TJ. I guess I didn't notice it on the computer screen.
God damn it.
Gee, guys, let's just play the intro, guys.
Hold on a second. Let me just find it, huh?
Where is it, TJ?
Shut up, Scotty. I'm about to bring it up right now.
Gee, TJ, you're so incompetent, TJ.
Fuck you, Scotty. Dildo.
I'll beat your ass, TJ.
Fuck you, Scotty. You wanna go right now? I'll beat your ass, Scotty.
I'll beat your ass so bad. Bullshit, TJ. You're so full of shit. I'll take you on right now. Let's go right here.
Yeah, I'll go right here. You wanna go right now?
Yeah, I do, TJ. Let's go right here.
Fuck you, Scotty. Yeah, here's the intro right here. I'm gonna play the intro. Fuck you, Scotty.
Yeah, fuck you, TJ. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you, Scotty. You're a piece of
fuck
shit.
Fuck you, some bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, Scotty. Don't call me a some bitch, you some bitch.
Well, play the intro, TJ.
Okay. Okay. Jesus Christ, what the hell is this garbage?
Babe, this guy right the name.
I don't know, TJ. What is this crap?
Yeah, what is this garbage, TJ?
Jesus Christ, that was the stupidest fucking intro I've ever seen.
Yeah, TJ, that was pretty fucking stupid, TJ.
Whatever, Scotty. Let's just start the show, okay? Sons of bitches.
Yeah. There you go.
Talk about dicks, TJ.
I don't even know what to say. I feel like somebody understands my life and all of our lives better than we do. That cartoon was a better representation of what we do at the opening of the show than what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We're not as complex and hard to grasp as we think we are.
I'm not as inscrutable a figure as I think I am, I guess. People have got me pegged.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't have you pegged, though, TJ, because the fucking... What's with the Lou Albano you got going on? What's with the rubber band beard you got going on?
What's wrong with it?
We asked you about it right before the show. I was like, what are you doing there? And you're like, oh, yeah, I do this from time to time. And you forget you're talking to two people that fucking live with you. I ain't never seen you do that shit.
This is not the first time I've done it, I swear.
When is the last time you did it? Were you alone in your rooms?
Staring at myself in the mirror. This looks good.
Yeah, this is okay. Maybe I'll actually try this on a show one day.
I swear I've done it on a show before.
I don't know.
Maybe 200 episodes ago or something, dude.
200 episodes. There haven't been 200 episodes of this shit.
200 episodes ago.
200 episodes.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Does that sound like a tall tale, dude?
Yeah.
Sounds like,
your fucking beard, bitch.
Sounds like a triple T to me. TJ Tall Tale.
TJ's Tall Tales.
I just kind of do this all the time. You know, I mean, sometimes I just come out with this beard style. You guys have never really seen me do
it. Oh, yeah. Why haven't we seen it, TJ? Oh, because, you know, I have this whole other group of friends that I chill with, and I do the Lou Albano with them, you know? That's why you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah, dude. I also got, like, a Canadian girlfriend, too, man. She's really fucking super hot in Canada. Yeah.
You guys have never met her. Because,
never met her, dude. You wouldn't know her.
You wouldn't know. No, she's in Canada, dude.
She can't.
Canadian girl. No. Yeah, I've done this before. Fuck you guys.
Okay.
I do this all the time.
I don't think so.
Every day, pretty much.
When did you do it before?
I think I've done it, I don't know, a couple weeks ago I did it.
No, you did not, dude.
Yeah, I did.
That's a fucking goddamn patently false fucking lie, dude.
You know what? The fans will roll through the tapes and they'll find another point where I did it, and it'll be proven to you guys. That
okay,
I did
if
it.
Someone finds some proof, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm always willing to say I'm wrong if I'm wrong.
Shit. Unlike TJ, dude.
Whatever.
You're still wrong about that goddamn fucking bat, dude.
What'd I do?
The bat.
Oh, the bat. Yeah, the
bat. You're still wrong about that.
All right. Well, I guess we need to get that stuff together. People keep asking about it.
I guess we need to do that. Yeah, whatever. It's still not going to happen.
I guess we need to.
Can we just fucking drop the illusion of that ever happening, TJ?
I'll fucking do it. Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's what you said before.
No. No,
I didn't. You had $100 incentive to find it because you believed you were right.
All
right.
Well, I'm fine. I'm going to find it, bitch. You just wait.
Okay. He just knows he's wrong.
You just
wait. That's why he's stalling. Like, he's just like...
I'm just lazy, man. Fuck.
He knows he's wrong. He knows that we're going to bust that melon wide open.
Well, if you believe that, then why not... TJ...
Hell no.
That's like going to an ATM. If you're that confident in it, it's just printing money for you. I'm going to take $100 and give it to you and be humiliated on fucking this show, dude.
Right.
So what incentive do you not have to prove me wrong, is what I'm saying.
I have not been able to locate an appropriate...
Oh, okay.
It's true. It's true.
Oh, yeah, TJ. Oh, it's true. What else, TJ? Oh, yeah, man. That's right.
All right, all right. You know, whatever, Scotty. You'll see.
Whatever, Scotty.
Whatever, man. You don't understand me.
Glad I don't.
Here's yet another opinion about what's causing all the school shootings. This one's pretty interesting. Blame porn for rise in school shootings.
Ask a doddering retard what's causing a rise in school shootings.
I really think they are just going through the list of everything in existence other than guns.
Could it be porn?
Is it porn? Is it video games?
Is it too many doors at the schools?
Too much fattening food? Too many doors? Too few doors? Too many schools? Not enough police? When are we going to go, maybe it's the guns? Well,
Sometimes they think it's the guns. Sometimes they think it's not enough guns.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Not enough guns. That's the real problem.
Need more guns. There was just more guns, there'd be less shootings. Come on.
Too many teenage boys is whacking their willies. That's why they're shooting up schools.
So here's this fucking...
doddering retard who's a congressman, of course.
What's that fucking...
Congresswoman.
Morla or some shit, the ancient one.
Morla.
Looks like Morla in a fucking wig, dude.
We're tired of sneezing. Go away. Nothing matters.
Porn is to blame, at least in part, for the increase in school shootings in the U.S., according to a Tennessee congresswoman.
Citation needed.
Common sense needed. Like, what's the thought here?
Well, she's in government, so we know there's no fucking common sense there.
Man, these kids, they see them titties, and they're just like, ah, I gotta shoot people!
Yep.
Oh, I think we got to the crux of everything. Diane Black, a Republican lawmaker who is running for governor,
Yep.
Said during a recent meeting with pastors, so another group of scam artists, in Clarksville, that porn is a big part of the root cause, according to the HuffPost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
It's available on the shelf when you walk in the grocery store.
We were all teenage boys, and don't deny that when you started looking at fucking porn, that the murderous rage didn't fucking rise up inside of you.
I wanted to find a gun. I wanted to go to a school. I mean, luckily, you know, I wasn't able to procure a gun at that time, but if I had, who knows what would have happened.
Yep. Damn, have you seen this bitch's fucking fine ass? God, it just makes me want to fucking shoot my peers so bad. Ah!
Black did not elaborate on her assertion. Of course she didn't, because what could she really fucking say?
Yeah, what is she going to say? How is she going to lead that trail of breadcrumbs to a school shooting? So kid watches down, sits down, beats his dick once, and then shoots up a school. Like, connect the dots for me, Congress.
Well, they both involve shooting.
She's also out of touch. It's available.
They both do involve shooting. I guess you're right.
Dude, she's totally out of touch. It's available on the shelf when you walk into the grocery store. It's like, no, it's available online because most of these kids have smartphones or access to the internet. So they're just going to look at the free porn. They're not going to. What are they going to do? They're going to go to...
She's, like, trapped in some bygone era.
Yeah, where kids are, like, trying to sneak a peek at a porn mag or some shit. Like, kids don't even know that porn mags exist. It's on the internet. Definitely elect this woman. She's got her finger on the fucking pulse of America.
She did say that the deterioration of the family,
oh, God.
Violent movies, and mental illness were major factors in why school shootings take place.
Well, I agree with one of those.
Yeah. One out of four ain't bad, I guess. I mean, today, I can still watch violent movies where people are being blown up because I am not desensitized enough, she said. What?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, she says she still can't watch those movies. Okay.
Yeah, she can't. Well, here's the thing, you moron.
She's so empathetic.
The movies are a work of art. They're not real. No one's actually being blown up. So that's why you can enjoy a movie like that. Like, if I go watch Rambo, I'm not like... Oh, he's just killing a bunch of people for real. It's like they're pretending. It's called acting, you fucking idiot.
At least 38 people have been killed in school shootings around the country so far this year. Other countries have not been plagued by school shootings, even though pornography does exist all over the world. That's strange.
I mean, there must just be some sort of flaw in their methodology, dude.
Yeah, maybe their porn just isn't good enough there. I think the context is pretty clear, Black campaign spokesman Chris Hartline told CNN. No. Diane believes the breakdown of families and communities plays a significant role in instances of school violence. Okay. So wait, how does porn contribute to that? Like, people watch porn and they're like, fuck my community. I just want to get pussy
those
now.
Those are two totally different things.
I love how she's acting like porn causes fucking human sexuality and that somehow human sexuality deteriorates the community.
I mean, the point of like families really ought to be the people that catch this shit. And maybe it is like partially a breakdown in family communication that allows parents to be so oblivious of their children's plans and shit. Like, you know, maybe that is an issue. The problem is you can't legislate good parenting. You can't legislate a parent being fucking interested in their child. You can't legislate a parent fucking worrying about their child if they act weird. You can legislate how easy it is to get a gun.
The 67-year-old Black, who boasts an A-plus rating with the National Rifle Association, says on her campaign website that gun control is clearly not the answer. No, porn control's the answer.
Yep. Get rid of the porn.
In response to mass shootings, liberals have called for banning and confiscating all guns. Where?
Who? Where? Show me the person.
I mean, some people do.
Right.
Sure. But is that
the
majority?
To say that liberals have done it, like a blanket statement,
just the liberals
retarded.
Just want all the guns from you.
We must recognize mental health issues are the cause of mass gun violence, not the guns themselves. I mean, both of those are factors.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact that people with mental health issues have easy access to
it's
guns
just a stupid argument.
Could
it's
be part of the issue.
The gun itself ain't doing it. Yeah, but if you have the availability of a gun and you put an emotionally compromised person and you give them that weapon, what are they going to do? Are they going to make a rational decision? No.
Under the headline, Protect the Second Amendment, she adds, I will continue to fight to preserve our fundamental right to keep and bear arms. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And no one said that the Second Amendment should be just totally abolished. I mean, I guess some people have actually, in fairness. But for the most part, I think people just want guns to be regulated, not banned.
That's not a mainstream position on either side of the aisle.
Nope.
So. Thinking back, I have heard some people say, look, the Second Amendment is the real obstacle. So we really, in a battle of gun control, so we really need to repeal the Second Amendment. I have heard that said.
I mean, I've said that it needs a rewrite for sure. It needs clarification. Like, I'd be fine with them looking at the Second Amendment and making it work better in a modern society.
In this country, that's a virtual impossibility.
But, yeah.
Televangelist says God told him he needs fourth private plane.
Of course he does.
Well, if God says that he needs it, why doesn't God provide
it? Why does he need one plane, let alone his fourth?
He needs a fourth one.
How's he going to spread God's word without four planes?
But he can only be on one plane at a time.
Jesse Duplantis, a televangelist with viewers across the globe, he's in Louisiana, by the way, says God told him he needs a new jet. Specifically, God told Duplantis he needs a Dassault Falcon 7X.
Wow.
A three-engine private jet capable of carrying 12 to 16 passengers at speeds up to 700 miles per hour. The Falcon 7X, which would be the fourth plane owned by Jesse Duplantis Ministries, has a range of almost 6,000 miles and costs about $54 million new, according to Sherpa Report, although used ones are listed online for as little as $20
million. Hey, that's a steal.
He needs one of those new ones, though.
Now, some people believe that preachers shouldn't have jets, Duplantis said in a video post last week. I really believe that preachers ought to have every available outlet to get this gospel preached to the world.
The gospel. Amen.
In fact, Duplantis said that if Jesus was physically on earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. He would be riding in an airplane, preaching the gospel all over the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Buy me a fucking jet.
Yeah, because Jesus totally was about having a $54 million jet.
What's new? He's probably
known for his extravagant lifestyle, too.
And his love of wealth, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus was so pro-money. He was like the first capitalist, if you think about it, you know?
Well, yeah, if you remember about it, when he went into the temple and saw all the money lenders, he got so fucking overjoyed with the sight of all the money that he actually flipped out and started hitting people.
Yeah, it was great.
He got like, freaked out. He was just like, look at all this goddamn money! Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Money, money, money! Money! Duplantis said God told him he needed the plane in one of the greatest statements the Lord ever told me. He said, Jesse, you want to come up where I'm at, according to Duplantis? And I said, what do you mean? He said, I want you to believe in me for a Falcon 7X.
You know what? Why don't you just ask for a yacht next, dude? Like, oh, wait. Wait, look right there. Minister asked congregation for $65 million luxury. Oh, wow.
Cool.
So another one needs a luxury jet.
I love how God even specified the model of jet.
Falcon 7X? Yeah.
Jesse, you need you a Falcon 7X.
More like Jesse was looking online going, that's the one I want. What features does it have? Oh, yeah, that's real nice. How much is it? Oh, it'll be $54 million. I'll just go to my fucking congregation of suckers and ask them for the money.
I love Christians, dude. Listen to this line. I like all people to know exactly what I'm doing in this ministry, Duplantis said. We don't hide nothing whatsoever at all.
Just the truth.
Oh, my God.
As my quadruple negative statement, clearly.
Dude.
Duplantis explained that he wouldn't personally own the plane. Oh, sure.
Of course.
Rather, the plane we owned by his ministry and would be used by the next person to take over after his death. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
God instructed
just
Duplantis
paving the way
to preach the gospel to every creature, he explained. Now, how are we going to do that, he asked. I can't live long enough to travel by car or by ship or by train, but I can do it by an airplane.
You can't live long enough to travel by by car, what? Okay, so even if that's true, why can't you just take a commercial flight?
I don't know if it says it in this article.
Oh, here's him defending it, dude.
Yeah, we can listen to him if you want. Here's him defending his
Listen
need.
To this fucking huckster defending his bullshit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come out of a glorious meeting. I had just finished, me and Cruffalo Dollar were preaching. Had a glorious meeting. So I was, for lack of a better way to say it, I was spiritually high. I said, people were saved, touched, and blessed. Got in the plane that God so graciously gave us, and we're flying home. As I was going home, the Lord, real quickly, he said, Jesse, do you like your plane? Now, you know, I thought that's an odd statement. I said, well, certainly, Lord. He said, do you really like it? And I thought, well, yes, Lord. He said this, so that's it? I didn't know how to handle it. I went, what? He said, you're going to let your faith stagnate? Now, when...
you're going to let your faith stagnate?
I mean, here's a grown man talking about his conversation with God.
Yeah.
The creator of the universe is like, how you liking that plane? Like, God doesn't have better shit to worry about than that nonsense.
No.
God is talking directly to this fucking retard, doddering old fool who just bilks people out of money for private jets. That's who God's talking to? Okay.
When he said that, that shocked me. I went, whoa, wait. I literally unbuckled my seatbelt, my plane. I stood up. My pilots looked around and said, do you need something? I said, no, I'm talking to God right now. And he went back to flying. I said, Lord, I don't think I was letting my faith stagnate. He said, so this is all I could ever do. I said, you're trying to tell me something. He said, go to the book of Amos. So if you had the book of Amos, I want to read the scripture.
May I interrupt you there for a second? Mm-hmm. You couldn't have done that on an airliner.
No, sir. No way.
Stand up and say, what'd you say, Lord?
No.
Okay, no, yeah. And the guy sitting over there saying, what the hell does he think he's doing? You can't do that.
You can't do that.
No. This is so important.
See?
And those are
that's why he needs a private jet. Because look, he can't have his meetings with God interrupted by fucking airline passengers. You mean where
him and this other fucking shill go, the Falcon 6X? What? Hell no. Oh, it's a 7X.
7X.
Praise the Lord. Give me the 7X.
Praise the Lord and pass the 7X. Oh, Lord.
I mean, this is laughable, dude. It's just two doddering old scammers just fucking come up with the reasons why they need this fucking
And you know, you couldn't even do that on a commercial jet. That's why we need a $54 million private jet.
Why is God always telling these rich fucks that they need more rich stuff?
I don't know. Oh, but Paul, he's not going to own it.
That's totally in line with the gospel.
The ministry is going to own it, Paul. And then his predecessor will obviously use it.
So here's what happened. I was sitting around on my palatial estate getting my dick sucked by an endless procession of whores, right? And God was like, do you like this estate and these whores sucking your dick? And I was like, well, yes, sir, Lord. And he's like, so your faith is stagnated. Is this all I can do? 50 whores and a giant palatial estate? So I want a bigger mansion with more whores in it. Praise the Lord.
A better caliber of whore. It's going to be great. All right. Fuck this guy. Fuck this. Woman shaves legs in crowded Florida hotel pool.
What a disgusting cunt.
Oh, man, dude. This is fucking...
We need to get that little baseball bat and take it around to hotels with us just in case this bitch is shaving her legs in the pool.
A video is trending online showing a woman shaving her legs in a packed pool.
Well, yeah, because it's a totally inappropriate place.
Surrounded by her fucking offspring.
The footage filmed in Florida shows the lady perched on the edge of the water where just feet away children are swimming past as the razor brushes against her leg. The woman is also seen depositing her stubble in the hotel pool in the video. Went viral, gaining 55.3K views in just 24 hours on Reddit.
Is this fucking bitch for real, dude? Yeah, our trashy must have had a fucking hit on its hands, dude.
Let's see if I can find the actual video of this. So we could see this disgusting bitch in action. All right, here it is.
It's horrifying.
There she is.
God.
I'll full screen it.
What a totally fucking disgusting beluga whale.
I mean, really? That's where you need to fucking do this? You need to fucking shave your fucking legs. And all the people looking at her like, oh, really?
Wow, dude.
She's so fucking lazy. She can't just do that in her fucking hotel room. She has to go to the pool and go.
She probably can't fit in the damn tub. Look at her.
You don't even need to fit in the tub to shave your fucking legs, dude.
Damn, I'm just shaving my legs in this pool. Dude, if I was at that hotel, I would fucking... I don't even know what I'd do.
Like what recourse do you have, honestly? Like, you could go complain to the manager, and what's he going to do?
Go tell that fat bitch she's kicked out of the hotel. That's what I'd do if I was the manager.
That's not what's going to happen. Yeah. They're not going to refund this bitch her money because she shaved her legs in the pool.
I don't know. I'd be like, I ain't staying here again. You're checking me out for free then because I ain't fucking staying here. I ain't staying here. She's staying here.
Damn. You give them the old ultimatum, huh?
Yeah. Either you can have the person who doesn't like people shaving in the fucking pool, or you can have the person who shaves in the pool. Make your choice.
All right, which one of them is complaining and making the most problem?
There you go.
The one complaining. Okay. All right. See you later, sir. Bye.
I don't know. It seems like most people probably don't want that at their hotel. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it depends on the hotel. If it's like
I don't
Motel
think that the manager of a fucking Motel 6 or a fucking Super 8 gives a fuck that this
bitch
is
shaving her leg. But if this is like any sort of reputable hotel, they should kick this
bitch
to the curb.
You know, that's another great reason not to swim in a hotel pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever.
There's people doing shit like this in them.
Let's see.
Probably the cleanest thing people are doing at a pool.
Probably.
Teenager, 18, who lied that her ex-boyfriend drugged and raped her after he refused to rekindle their romance, is convicted of wasting police time. A teenager who claimed her ex-boyfriend drugged and raped her when he refused to rekindle their romance has been convicted of wasting police time. Hannah Sandover, 18, of Southwick, Wiltshire, had been dating her ex-boyfriend, also 18, for nearly a year when they split. She later told a friend he had spiked her water bottle and forced himself on her in the back of his car during a trip to the Westbury White Horse in Wiltshire.
I'm just the most British shit I've ever heard.
Just be prepared to be like, you said it wrong.
I don't care.
We were on our way to the Westbury White Horse, we was. Slip me a Mickey, he did.
Her worried friend went to police and Sandover gave a statement saying he became forceful and pinned me down. I kept telling him to stop. Stop.
But I love you.
I think he had drugged the water I was drinking. She claimed she got into the back of a car to stretch out in an attempt to ease stomach pains before her former boyfriend jumped on her. Sandover also claimed that one of her friends was sitting in the front of the car but was listening to music through headphones, so did not know what was going on.
More lies.
But when, yeah, because that's something you'd just be totally okay. oblivious to happening right behind you. But when she was taken to the clinic for an intimate examination, her story started to change as she admitted she hadn't been drugged. Oops. There's the white horse right there.
The Westbury White Horse.
Her family began to question her story. Sandover admitted she made it all up and the pair had consensual sex. She admitted it to a charge of wasting police time in Salisbury Magistrates Court, Wiltshire. Prosecutor Ryan Severantine, I don't know, said Miss Sandover is extremely lucky she didn't get charged with perverting the course of justice only due to her age and the fact she has no previous convictions. Her ex-boyfriend has said his confidence in approaching girls has been completely ruined. Yeah, no shit. No shit.
Yeah, all it takes is one brush with a fucking multi-year rape sentence that you didn't commit.
I just love how literally without looking for these false rape accusation stories, without fucking specifically setting out to find them, it seems like every week I'm able to just stumble upon one.
This doesn't happen, TJ.
But I'm just constantly told,
TJ, these are the 3%.
Believe the victims always.
TJ, well, yeah.
Guilty until proven innocent when it comes to rape cases.
There's a 3%. Look, there's 3% of these cases that are false claims, TJ. But are you going to dismiss the 97% of legitimate claims, TJ?
I just don't know. But I don't know about those statistics. Those seem...
Are you saying that they're manipulated?
Yes.
That's hard to believe.
I'm saying that it's way more common than people think for...
It's completely common.
Because if you set up a societal thing, a societal standard where... Okay, if you're a woman and you accuse a guy of raping you, you're going to automatically be believed. How do you fucking think for a second there aren't unscrupulous women who will take advantage of that? If it was the reverse, men would be taking advantage of it. If you set up a system that unfairly believes one person over the other automatically, then yes, that's going to be abused. Did someone's phone just start going off over there? Damn you, Scotty.
Wasn't mine.
You're unprofessional. Unprofessional, Scotty.
Damn you, TJ.
Here we go. Lance Walnaw. I fear more liberals in America than I fear Putin in Russia. Yeah.
Okay.
Here you go. This is another video we're going to take a look at.
I'm suspicious. When the establishment right and the entire left all hate one nation. You know what? I'm beginning to wonder what's right with Russia that they're so vilified by the left. Putin is no. Why is it we cozy up and Kerry's over there bicycling with Iran right now? Hey, Putin is trying to be a friend to the West.
he is?
No. No, he's not.
He's got a weird way of showing it.
Putin is trying to be
so,
a friend.
Killing dissidents, sabotaging political opponents.
Rigging elections.
Yeah, presiding over the persecution of gay people. There's tons of fucking gay people over there being like killed by vigilantes that the government just has, you know, is not trying to stop on any level whatsoever. But this is some kind of great enlightened fringe to the West.
They're appealing to the Fox News audience who has every night as Sean Hannity going, Russia collusion, it's all a lie, it's bullshit.
What about the irrefutable fucking evidence that we have that Russia did attempt to influence our election and probably succeeded at certain points? No.
Paul, that's fake news.
He's definitely a friend. He's trying to be a buddy.
Paul, look, you're listening to the mainstream media who's lying to you. So you may see that as evidence, Paul, but if you actually evaluate that and like really examine the evidence, not just take their word for it, you'll find that it just crumbles away. It's all fake. All fake news.
It all just falls apart.
Session. You see, what we did was under Hillary Clinton. You want to know why Putin would ever do something?
Dun, dun, dun.
Show up with anti-Hillary influence? Under Hillary's State Department, with the Ukraine and in Russia, the left progresses. The progressives are like, they're intent on ideology. They're like evangelists. They have to get their ideas out there. Their organizations were exporting these agendas through Alex Soros funded entities, etc.
Soros
through organizations into the territory of Russia, where Putin actually has gone on record because his public policy has been shaped actually by Christians involved in his own in the Orthodox community, that he's for marriage between a man and a woman. Don't ever underestimate the hostility that America's system has towards anyone that won't bow the knee to the orthodoxy of the homosexual agenda. So,
wait a minute. What about bowing their knee to the orthodoxy of the Orthodox Church?
Yeah. More orthodox? The thing that has orthodox in its name, or like no one? I've almost never seen a single person that was like, I'm against straight marriage. Like, there's tons of people against gay marriage. There's tons of people who are for gay marriage, but there's pretty much no one against straight marriage.
It's the same fucking bullshit from these people. They support a dictatorship. They support a fucking despotic piece of shit like Putin because he's like, you know what? We hate faggots. They're not going to get married in Russia as long as I'm fucking leading this country. And they're like, that's real good.
Yay.
Oh, human rights violation? That's okay.
What a friend.
No freedom of speech? That's okay. Because you know what? Gays can't fucking get married here. Oh, wait, they're still going to do it. They're just not going to be able to get married or recognized. And then they're going to get beaten to death. Oh, and a right to speak out? Well, because we have our beliefs. Those are okay to be. We can speak out about that. But everyone else, they should just shut the fuck up. They can't have that out opinion. And they just wish they could do this in this country. That's really what this amounts to, is like, why can't we just do this
here? I wish we had gangs of people running around beating up and killing gay people here, man.
That'd be great.
That'd show them.
And by the way, buy this $100 fucking piece of shit book.
He believes in Christianity.
Look at that bunch of fucking retards sitting around in their stupid ass fucking hats, man. What are we doing, people? Look at them.
That's gayer than any gay wedding, dude.
These are the dudes that you go to tell you how to live your life.
Just don't go to them for your fashion sense, you know?
They look like a bunch of the dorkiest fucking wizards I've ever seen.
I'm a wizard.
State church.
Look at him.
He will not.
It's like they're all wearing
Look at him. Look at those stupid fucking hats, man.
It's like they're all wearing little blue condoms on their
heads. Oh, my God. What are we doing?
The Pussycat Riot group or whatever, the group. And he was shutting down the LGBT community. That is the unpardonable sin to the liberal.
I'm not Pussycat Riot, it's Pussy Riot,
he's like a,
Reverend.
Like a mafia chief over there. I mean, Russia's the Wild West still. But I will say, that he is not nearly, as a Christian, you probably, if you're faithful to Russia and you're not a danger to his government, you're probably not going to find him an adversary in your own nation. I fear more.
Yeah, if you obey his edicts and just go along with whatever he wants, you know, you'd be fine.
Yeah, if you just say, hey, whatever you want to do as a dictator of this country, and we have no democratic rights of any kind, and where you can just be, if you sit back and just accept the oppression completely and totally, you'll be all right.
Like, what despot has that not been true of?
Yeah, it's like, this guy, I mean, where do they find these fucking guys, dude? Where do they find people like this that come out and spew this fucking garbage to enrich the fucking lives of Jim Baker and this fucking shill? Just like, it's disgusting. And then you see the audience of these fucking goddamn geriatrics who might as well be drooling to their goddamn free meal, which is how they get them in there in the first place. They offer them like, hey, you're going to get a free fucking meal if you come listen to Jim Baker's bullshit.
I just fucking, I every time I watch a Jim Baker clip, I can't get over the fact that we're sitting here watching a bunch of adults shilling all this Christian stuff while sitting on stage with like 780 pounds of low quality mac and cheese in buckets. Like, it's just like, has there ever been a more nakedly obvious scam than this?
Look at this this water filter over here on the left-hand side of the screen. That's obviously the new thing they're trying to shill.
You got to be able to clean your water. When the nukes fly, what are you going to drink? Where are you going to poop? We got you covered.
Rules in America than I fear Putin in Russia.
Well, you're a dipshit then. I got to be honest with you, dude. You'd be a lot safer in a room with a bunch of fucking hippies than you would in a room with Putin.
No shit. Jamie Foxx set for Spawn creator Todd McFarlane's Dark Blumhouse adaptation.
I tweeted about this yesterday.
What'd you say?
I don't know how to feel about this.
I'm not sure either. Jamie Foxx is set to star in Spawn, the Blumhouse film that marks the directorial debut of Todd McFarlane from his scripted adaptation of his comic book creation. Foxx will play the character who started out in comics as Al Simmons, a member of a CIA black ops team who was betrayed twice after being set up by his cohorts to be murdered with his corpse set aflame. Newman is double-crossed. Newman? What? In hell? Who's hell's Newman? His name's Al Simmons. Anyway, he is convinced to become a Hellspawn warrior in exchange for being able to be reunited with his wife. But I know the backstory of fucking Spawn. But I think it's kind of interesting. The thing that's really kind of like, I'm not sure about this, is, Jamie Foxx, he's definitely had some good performances and some bad ones.
He's got talent.
But Todd McFarlane as a director is a total X factor. I mean,
yeah, there's no way to know if he's going to be competent. I mean, also, I mean, the Spawn has kind of, I mean, its heyday is quite a while.
Oh, its heyday is long ago.
I mean, so I'm just kind of surprised to hear this, but I mean, we haven't seen a trailer or anything yet, so it could be good.
The costume looks okay. It looks better than the one from the 90s did. But, yeah, I mean, Spawn back in the 90s was huge. It was top in the comic book charts and stuff. Now it doesn't even crack the top 100.
Yeah, but you know what?
No one really talks about it anymore.
Another factor is the Spawn movie they made in the 90s was really fucking... Mel Bolgia, dude.
Yes.
I mean, he was laughable. So, I would venture to say it's probably going to be better than the 96.
I mean, it would almost have to be.
Are they going to get John Leguizamo back for the Violator again?
I hope not.
Come on.
I mean, I thought.
Come on, Sparty.
I thought he was kind of fun, but
I like that
he
farted.
Wasn't good. He was just kind of like
he was a farting clown,
cheesy, over the top.
Oh, excuse me, I messed my pants.
There's a big long article about it. I don't know
about Jamie Foxx, man. Look, he's a talented actor. I just don't know if I see him in this role. I don't know how I feel about him in this role.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is a little bit more gritty than anything he's done before.
I wonder if right after this picture was taken, Jamie Foxx started fucking that peace sign with his finger.
Yeah, it kind of looks like there's like a
they're
a
about
weird,
to
like,
they're about to have a little moment.
Yeah, you know, Todd McFarlane's got his little vagina fingers. Jamie Foxx got his dick finger, you know. It's like they're gonna combine. It's like, yeah, spread them fingers, Whitey. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, Jamie Foxx, I mean, I think he could probably do it. I'm not 100% sure he can, but I'm really like, Todd McFarlane has never directed shit, so.
And they're both kind of questionable, the casting choice, because Jamie Foxx sometimes turns in really good performances and sometimes it's dog shit.
Yep.
Todd McFarlane has never directed anything, so who knows?
I mean, he directed some animated stuff, but that's totally different. So who knows? I'm sort of leaning on the side of this is going to be bad, but I'm not bringing down the gavel.
I would guess
yet.
Bad, but that's just a guess.
All right. I want you guys to see something that's fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
This is from the CNN reporting on Morgan Freeman's inappropriate conduct. I want you to. All right. Just watch.
Brooke, the impetus for this investigation was my own experience with Freeman at a junket last year for the film Going
Style. Just let this
play
through.
Right when I walked into the room, he began to make sexually suggestive comments to me. As an entertainment reporter for over a decade, it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. Now, one of those comments, Brooke, was caught on tape in which he says to me, boy, do I wish I was there, while looking me up and down. I was 6 months pregnant at the time. His co-stars Alan Arkin and Michael Caine were both there next to him, witnessed that exchange. They look at him. We have that on tape, and take note of Freeman's eyes in this clip.
Okay. One time I congratulate the woman on being pregnant and she wasn't. And so I've never done it again. CNN, for 50 years, I've never done it.
You've learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson.
Thor, do I wish I was there?
This movie is.
I have to explain for those that don't understand this exchange because they weren't there, is that there were comments that were sexual in nature made before and after this one, but they weren't caught on camera. We reached out to Alan.
Boy, do I wish I was there.
It sounds like he's referring to the time he made the blunder of saying the woman was pregnant when she wasn't.
This is such a fucking ridiculous stretch.
Just a nothing burger.
I mean, it's like he was fucking clearly in the fucking context of that clip talking about saying he wished he was there when Michael Caine made that fucking mistake.
So let me get this straight. He said
because it would be funny.
Yeah, he sexually harasses this woman with two other people sitting right next to him on camera.
Well, if you use the word there to a woman, you're automatically referring to her vagina or her womb.
Wish I was there. What, in my pussy?
I want to go there. Where? My vagina? My womb, Mr. Freeman? Is that what you're saying? No, I just meant I wish I was there to see Michael Caine fail. No, that's not what you meant.
Yeah.
You meant you wanted to crawl up my pussy and live in my fucking womb, you sick fuck.
But remember, guys, there were sexual comments that were not.
I caught this totally innocuous comment
on camera,
but
the entire time.
Before that, there was a lot of real crazy stuff.
Something tells me Morgan Freeman wanted to hit on you. He wouldn't do it during a panel.
No.
What a fucking.
Doesn't make any sense, dude.
This is why you have to take the Me Too shit with a huge grain of salt, because this is the kind of shit that these women are interpreting as inappropriate.
I wish I was there.
Wish I was there to see that funny moment. Sexual harassment against
rape,
me.
Rape.
Morgan Freeman is a rapist.
Patriarchal.
So fucking ridiculous. Family. Man stabbed 17 times after telling homeless man not to camp in the neighborhood.
Should have minded his own fucking business.
Probably so.
An Oregon man was stabbed nearly 20 times and left for dead Sunday night. His daughter says he was just trying to protect his neighborhood. KPTV reports emergency crews were called to Northeast Portland area just after 6 p.m. They discovered Casey Liebichuk suffering from severe and life-threatening injuries. Liebichuk's daughter, Kayla McNeil, said her father nearly died. He is lucky to be alive. He was stabbed 17 times. I feel like this article keeps regurgitating the same information to me in different ways over and over again.
Well, you got
to
make it long enough to put an ad in the middle.
Stabbed 17 times. He was stabbed 17 times. Lucky to be alive. Stabbed 17 times.
Nearly dead. He's lucky to be alive. Yeah, gotcha. In a post on a GoFundMe page, McNeil called her father a hard-working man who was just trying to protect his neighborhood. Neighbors confirmed Leibachuk was known for confronting homeless people camping in bushes near his home. Residents said he had been people had been living in tents there on and off for a few years. We found out a couple weeks ago that he was going down and talking to any homeless person down there or motor people in motor homes that would park there, and he would tell them they couldn't stay there, Becky Gibson said. We told him we thought he was nuts, but you know, appreciated that someone would take the incentive to do that. He just always stays on top of it because he doesn't want them taking over his neighborhood, McNeil said. On the night of the attack, McNeil said her father approached Snyder and told him he was camping on a restricted spot. Snyder reached into his backpack, claiming he needed to get his phone, but instead pulled out a knife. Leibachuk managed to stumble to a neighbor's porch. They were able to call 911, so if they weren't home, he wouldn't have made it, they said. So they truly saved his life.
Probably why you don't confront random homeless people.
Yeah, you don't just go strolling up to fucking homeless people and tell them to, you know... I don't know, man.
I don't think he doesn't deserve to be stabbed
yeah, for it.
And
but.
the guy that did it deserves to be, you know, tried.
Well, here's the I mean,
murder.
You know, I don't really agree with his conduct of going around and being like, get out of here, homeless pieces of shit.
I mean, you don't know what the context is either. Like, if this dude is just like camping across the street from your house where your kids walk to school.
Sure.
And shit. I mean, you don't want
that. But I mean,
shit.
Like when the homeless people, I mean, like when you get stabbed by one, it kind of proves your point that, yeah, they shouldn't really be around here.
I mean, he should have just called the cops and had them come escort the man off the premises. Yeah. I mean,
get lost.
That's why the police exist for this shit.
Exactly.
I mean, I think ultimately, though, my big problem here is that homelessness shouldn't exist and no one should be on the streets to begin with. But, you know, whatever. I don't live in a Star Trek utopia. I live in this shithole world that we all have to fucking inhabit. Yeah, I don't think this guy deserves to get stabbed. I still don't like him, honestly. I mean, I probably wouldn't cry if he died.
You know, just got to throw that fucking little cherry on top. Oh, if he's dead, you know, he dies, whatever. Oh,
well, I mean, I don't know, because I mean,
you're,
I just...
You're going to be like Rocky, dude.
I view him dies, as... I mean, he has no fucking compassion whatsoever. He's a piece of shit, but, you know.
But like Paul said, we don't know the context of it. I mean, like...
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't...
If some homeless people started camping on your lawn, TJ, you wouldn't just be like, well, homelessness shouldn't exist, so I'm cool with it.
You know, I don't know. I guess I'd have to see what I'd do. I'd be challenged in that.
You would call the cops.
Yeah, you wouldn't enjoy it, dude. You're not going to be comfortable.
If a homeless dude set up a tent on your lawn,
yeah,
you would call the police.
Call the police. I probably would. But you know, I'd feel like shit about it. So whatever.
Well, cognitive dissonance.
ABC cancels Roseanne after Roseanne Barr compares black Obama aide Valerie Jarrett to an ape. And we all know this story. This was the big story yesterday. I made a video about it. Paul did a stream about it. But, you know, it was a big event. Top trending social media thing for that day. Still all the headlines today dominated by these events. Roseanne, of course, saying that Valerie Jarrett looks like the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes had a baby. And I guess Valerie Jarrett is black. I didn't know who Valerie Jarrett was before this happened. But when I looked her up, I'm like, she's black because she really doesn't look very black. Not that that's what determines your blackness, I guess. I think they might have a picture of her in here somewhere. Yeah.
I mean, she looks black.
You can see
she's got a little black going on.
I mean, but if you weren't told, would you really know? I don't know. Maybe you'd see it was in there somewhere. I mean, just look at the people behind her compared to her.
When she's a light-skinned
black person. And not only that, I feel like this has been darkened because I saw this clip and she didn't look this dark in the clip.
So you think that they've like...
I think that they've like...
Turned down the Photoshop.
I think they've made her look a little darker. I really do. Hold on. Let me pull up the fucking video.
Just search for her name and let's see an unedited picture of her.
All right. Hold on. I got to fucking... let me just put you guys back on the screen so I can fucking do this without...
I mean, this has got to be the stupidest way to like lose your on the top of the world status ever. Like, fucking Roseanne Barr has this giant fucking sitcom back in the day, then languishes in obscurity for 20 years and gets this huge gift of getting her fucking shit back. She's back on top of the game.
Yeah.
And now she has no job because she made a dumb tweet.
That's correct. So here's the video.
We all know it's a court of public opinion. I mean, that's how it goes. And if you make any comment that can be even construed as racist, you're going to be fired.
Let's take a look.
Into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have.
I mean, do you see what I mean?
I mean,
you know.
I don't know. She looks like she's.
I would guess black or multiracial.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. She doesn't even look.
She's not dark enough, huh, to be offended by being called an ape.
I mean, anybody can be offended by being called an ape. I just don't know that she looks that black.
It's just another case of our society just rushing to judgment. I mean, I don't really agree with what Roseanne said. I don't really give a shit about Roseanne one way or the other, but to lose your job over one stupid thing you said just seems kind of extreme.
I mean, it is kind of weird because she was saying crazy shit for a long time before she was even given this fucking show. I'm assuming that they probably had a meeting with her. I mean, I know they made her delete certain of her tweets before.
So you
you're
guaranteed that they had a meeting with her.
Yeah. So then
and let her know, hey, Roseanne, you work for ABC now, and we're not into all this race baiting shit, so you got to stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't do anything. Fucking 3 weeks after her show hits number one.
Already gone.
Mallory Jarrett's a monkey. I'm like, what?
God, she is an idiot, but.
Yeah, she's a total retard. Look, ABC can do what they want.
Yep.
Yeah. Paul asked me the other day, do I think this is a freedom of speech issue? And I really can't think it's a freedom of speech issue because then I would have to say by virtue of that everyone is entitled to an ABC sitcom, which clearly everyone is not entitled to an ABC sitcom.
No, they can cancel whatever show they want for whatever reason they want. That's up to them.
Obviously there was a huge backlash against. I mean, like, look, she was given an enormous gift. In the form of, hey, even though you're an irrelevant fucking has-been, we're gonna bring back your fucking show. They bring it back. It's getting fucking crazy buku good ratings. Premiered to like 18 million viewers. Settled around 10 million viewers a night, which is great for fucking television
in
these days.
But do you think that saying or writing something like this, a tweet, really should cost you your job?
I mean, look, if I was the fucking president of ABC, I would. I mean, like, the whole point of the show is that she's a Trump supporter and she's conservative.
Yeah, I mean, I think
and
she's
these are the kind
of
things that conservatives say and believe, and they fucking, you know, I wouldn't have fucking probably fired her for it because I would have known when I hired her that that's who she was. But if ABC feels like this is against our prerogative,
I mean, ABC is not going to sit back and eat the backlash for this, especially in this day and age with sensitivities as high as they are. They're just going to fire the bitch. And, you know, whatever. I'm not going to shed a single tear for Roseanne's stupid big mouth.
I don't care about the show. I watched some of the original series and thought it was all right. I haven't watched any of the new one. I probably never will.
Don't really care.
Yeah. Last time I checked, she's still got a Twitter account. She can still call people monkeys if she wants. She just can't do it as an ABC employee.
I feel bad for the other actors that were working with her on the show, many of whom, you know, we're just like given this amazing second chance to have, you know, a paycheck. Because most of these people, aside from John Goodman, and I think the woman who plays her sister still gets work. But a lot of these fucking actors were not really getting work anymore.
The one that plays her daughter.
She's been like a talk show person for a while now.
Also, all the fucking people that worked on the show behind the scenes, the writers, everyone else, it's so unfair to
and
them,
to put them all,
especially.
And to put on a great show, I mean, I don't know if it's great, but it was doing great.
Right.
It was the
top. A lot of people thought it was an interesting show.
It was the top show on ABC, the top scripted, beating every scripted show, beating every unscripted show.
I mean,
top show on ABC. And because of one loose-lipped Twitter comment, it's gone.
That's kind of what I'm saying. The totality of it seems unfair to a lot, like everyone else that's not.
I mean, I think maybe ABC should have fucking just been like, hey, we're going to take a few days to figure this out. I think probably what they should have done, and they could have done, because they got a strong cast other than Roseanne, and the last season ended where she's going to get knee surgery. So I'd have just brought it back as the fucking The Conners say Roseanne died in fucking knee surgery, and where do we go from here, you know?
There wouldn't be a show without Roseanne.
No, I agree.
I mean, you got John Goodman in the cast.
Doesn't matter.
You
doesn't
got,
matter.
It's Roseanne.
Her sister's
called Roseanne.
They want the old curmudgeon.
I mean, honestly, like, you could do the show without her.
No, you couldn't.
I think you could.
The show is called Roseanne.
Yeah, change the fucking name of the show. It's just like you could
Then
do,
it's not the same
you
show.
You could do Seinfeld without Seinfeld. He's
well,
not
the
bullshit.
That's a spinoff, dude.
He's not the most interesting character. You could do it with the other three characters. You could have done it. You could do this show without Roseanne.
Roseanne is the central character in a way that Jerry Seinfeld.
I mean, they're
going
to do a fucking season of House of Cards without Kevin Spacey. I think they can do a fucking season of Roseanne without Roseanne. Just change the name. Fuck her. Whatever.
Oh, did you hear Marilyn Manson's releasing a new album without Marilyn Manson?
You know, that doesn't, that's not
oh,
the
yeah,
same
no,
thing.
Oh, yeah, no, 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 yeah. Oh, not, yeah, not, not even the same thing. Thing. Yeah, not even the same thing, dude. Yeah, Manson doesn't want
to
do it, but hey,
that.
Dude, all the fucking original spooky kids are getting back together
Who
and they're
cares?
Doing a Manson album,
they
TJ.
Can't, the two of them are dead.
They're digging up their fucking graves.
Well, if
dude.
That's the case, then that
Gidget
would be a
Gein
good show.
Is coming back.
You're fucking gonna hire a necromancer.
So,
it's gonna be great.
Ambien maker to Roseanne, because I don't know if you guys saw, but Roseanne blamed Ambien for her remarks. Ambien maker to Roseanne says racism is not a side effect of our
Are
drug.
They sure.
I was on Ambien.
Sleeping drug Ambien can cause a host of side effects, but it's unlikely racism could be categorized as one, as Roseanne Barr claims. Tuesday, the comedian wrote in a since-deleted tweet that Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ. The VJ stood for Valerie J. Yeah, we know all this. She later said she was Ambien tweeting in another social media post that has since been removed. Oh, dude, man, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Roseanne's Twitter it's like been hilarious, because first she apologized. Then she came out and said, don't defend me. You know, I was on Ambien and, you know, I said the wrong thing. And now and then after that, like 4 hours after, she's like, don't defend me. What I did was wrong. 4 hours after that, she was retweeting people defending her and attacking Valerie Jarrett again. So it's just like total schizophrenia on her fucking Twitter.
Well,
she's
bet,
all over the map.
I bet the retraction tweet was probably done as damage control, and once the damage control didn't work and she lost the show anyway, she was like, well, fuck this, she's a monkey.
Damn right. Why do people take Ambien? Yeah, okay, well, you know, whatever.
We know what Ambien is, yeah.
Who cares? The makers of Ambien had felt the need to come forth and say, like, you know, this ain't doing...
Not us.
While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication. Are you sure, though? Are you really sure about that?
Well, but that's kind of a ridiculous statement on its face, though, just because... I don't think she was. I think she was just saying she was fucked up and wasn't thinking clearly.
Right. I mean, you know, whatever. They want to get in on the fray.
Of course.
1% of users in clinical trials found that they had an increased incidence of racism.
Roseanne reboot may be brought back to life by former Trump aide. Now, this is a long shot and probably never going to happen. I'm sure Roseanne would jump at the opportunity, but I don't think anyone else on the cast would.
No.
Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign aide and chief marketing officer of startup streaming service Bond, says he'll be reaching out to Roseanne Barr to poach her now canceled show for his platform. Caputo told the Daily Beast on Wednesday that he and his Bond colleagues want to reach out to Roseanne Barr immediately, which they said they had planned to do at some point. Now it's sooner rather than later, he said. If you've never heard of Bond, it's not surprising. If you search for it, yeah, you get James Bond results, obviously. They're calling themselves the future of entertainment powered by blockchain.
Oh, God.
It's another one of these. What does blockchain have to do with Roseanne Barr? Well, this is the world we live in now. That doesn't really explain it.
Nope.
Caputo said he believes that blockchain is the future of content, blah, blah, blah. So some blockchain startup streaming service is now like, maybe we can poach Roseanne now that mainstream networks don't want her anymore.
I don't even
Pretty
think,
fucking unlikely.
Yeah,
but
I don't even think Roseanne would be interested in this. Like, what the fuck is Bond?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is not happening.
It's not going to happen, but it's kind of an interesting thing. You know,
didn't a few of her cast members, like, posture that they were going to quit because of her comment anyway.
Some actress that plays her granddaughter on the new show said she was going to quit before it got canceled.
Wanda Sykes quit.
Sarah Gilbert, is that her name?
Her daughter.
She's totally disavowed Roseanne at this point. It kind of sucks for her because apparently she was one of the ones who was really pushing for the show to get back on the air and was like mediating disputes between cast members and stuff and really trying to keep it all together.
And she's also one of the ones that benefited most greatly from the show coming back.
Right. I mean, she's actually been pretty successful as like a talk show host.
Really?
And shit. But
where?
Like, as part of that fucking that stupid View ripoff, she's on that. She's actually one of the only ones I respect on that show, because when I did that video about them all laughing about that dude get his dick cut off, she was the only one that was like, this is kind of fucked up, because I mean, if this happened to a woman, we wouldn't feel this way. And they're like, ah, fuck you.
Ah, whatever.
So she actually has a fucking conscience, so I feel bad for her. She would make more money on the biggest sitcom on ABC than she would doing a fucking View ripoff talk show.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I feel bad because she obviously was trying to really make this work, and unfortunately, Roseanne
had other plans.
Roseanne like, black people and monkeys. Woo! Knives are too sharp, and filing them down is a solution to soaring violent crime, judge says. Yeah.
There's a factory for fucking people, really stupid ideas that just they have to fucking put them out there.
A judge proposed a nationwide program to file down the points of kitchen knives as a solution to the country's soaring knife crime epidemic.
Oh.
Sounds retarded.
Last week, in his valedictory address, retiring Lutton Crown Court Judge Nick Madge spoke of his concern that carrying a knife had become routine in some circles and called on the government to ban the sale of large pointed kitchen knives. You know, it's stories like this that the right wing in America uses to make gun regulations seem fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
So fuck this judge. Fuck his ridiculous. You can't ban fucking knives, because anyone can fucking make a knife. It's not even hard to do. And even if you sell a knife without a point, people can just fucking file it down till it does have a point. People can make makeshift knives. It's not hard.
Has this guy ever heard of what they do in prison?
Yeah.
File down a fucking toothbrush, dumbass.
Latest figures show stabbing deaths among teenagers and young adults have reached the highest level for 8 years, and knife crime overall rose 22% in 2017. In the past 2 months, there have been 77 knife-related incidents in Bedfordshire, including 3 killings. I mean, you know, whatever.
Using the knives is a symptom of obviously greater amounts of crime. And we're talking about people having drug disputes, trying to put people just committing crimes. Like, it's not the knives. That's not the reason why they're doing it.
Oh, you know what?
The tool they're using.
This is in the UK, so sharpening toothbrushes really wouldn't work. I mean, you can see right there.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
They don't have any, you know?
What's a toothbrush?
How's a toothbrush, mate? That's my fucking ultra insulting impression. Hello, governor.
Oh, never had brushed my teeth.
Dude, knife possession is at an all time high, dude. Look, Graham.
Yeah.
Look at knife that, man. It's crazy. It dropped. Now it's
like
back
it went
up.
Down and now it's back up.
Dude, why were so few people in 2013 packing knives, man?
They're just like, knives is passe. All right, whatever. So I just thought this was ridiculous. But this not as ridiculous as this. Look at this. This is Trump's Twitter. Rep Trey Gowdy. He's quoting Rep Trey Gowdy, I guess. I don't think so. I think what the president is doing is expressing frustration that Attorney General Sessions should have shared these reasons for recusal before he took the job, not afterward. if I were president and I picked someone to be the country's chief law enforcement officer and they told me later, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be able to participate in the most important case in the office, I would be frustrated, too. And that's how I read that. Senator Sessions, why didn't you tell me before I picked you? There are lots of really good lawyers in the country. He could have picked somebody else. And then Trump adds, and I wish I did.
Oh, shit, dude.
So, shit-talking Sessions.
I mean, he's been fucking... Sessions has been his little whipping boy ever since he took office, man.
Ever since the recusal, anyway.
I mean,
basically... Oh, he loved Sessions before then. Sessions... Actually, Jeff Sessions was the first senator to endorse Trump.
Yeah, and he's been really pissed ever since the fucking recusal, dude. And it's like...
We want him to squash the...
It's like the one ethical thing that Jeff Sessions has ever done in his entire life, and Trump fucking hates him for it.
I mean, honestly, the fact that Jeff Sessions refused to touch this investigation is one of the things that makes me think that there's some merit to it. Because what would cause somebody, a career shill piece of shit like Jeff Sessions, to actually take an ethical step? He must have seen what was involved in it and been like, all right, I don't think so. Well, I don't want to touch this.
Well, it's also personal liability, too.
Exactly. He doesn't want to expose himself. He doesn't want to be accused of fucking helping this investigation in any way. I don't know, man. Like, why doesn't Donald Trump just fire Jeff Sessions?
I don't know.
Can't he?
I mean,
he's a member of his cabinet, right?
I guess he could. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's probably coming if he's now just openly talking shit on Twitter.
But he's been doing that.
He's done that for a while.
He's shit on fucking Sessions a bunch of times on Twitter. Like, I just don't understand why he's not... Maybe he's afraid that it would strengthen the case against him.
I think it's probably that. Also, there is still some Republican support for Sessions, and said a lot of Republicans have come out and senators have said that he should not fire Sessions. So... It probably has something to do with it as well.
Crazy stuff.
But I mean, who knows? He may very well end up firing him at some point.
Yeah, Sessions should start tweeting some shit back like, fuck Trump. He smells bad.
I don't know. Sessions is probably smart to just be quiet and keep doing his job. Because every time something like this happens, Donald just looks worse.
YouTube, urged by Scotland Yard, removes rap videos blamed for violence.
Here we go again.
A title card is the first thing you see in the video for They Ain't 100, a song by British rapper Fredo, which reads, disclaimer, the content in this video is an expression of art and should not be taken literally. K-Trap's David Blaine opens with a similar prologue. All characters in this visual are entirely fictional. The events that occur are purely symbolic and should not be taken literal.
Okay.
Maybe they should have had someone who could write English to do that disclaimer. The video follows up with an audio repetition of the warning. Jesus. The warnings are these rappers' insurance against claims by law enforcement in Britain that their genre of rap called drill, the popularization of which is largely attributed to the rapper Chief Keef, and which was seized on by British youth, driving an explosion in that country. Has been contributing factor in a metastasizing upward trend in violence there. So now we have the answer for why the stabbings are happening.
Yeah.
Drill, dude.
It's drill.
All this drill music.
Sadly, I have had to look at quite a lot of drill music. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Chrysidia Dick, London's highest ranking police official, said in an interview. Chrysidia Dick. I love it. An interview on May 18th. You can access it, sadly, very easily, very quickly. Yeah, I hate how these artists are able to express themselves. It's fucking horrible. Very quickly, you will see that these are associated with lyrics that are about glamorizing violence, serious violence, murder, stabbings. They describe the stabbings in great detail with great joy. But most particularly, it is often and... we have gangs who make drill videos, and in those videos, they taunt each other and say what they're going to do to each other. A gangs database established by the Metropolitan Police, which lists, among other things, the music taste of those in it. Jesus, was called Deeply Flawed by Amnesty International.
No shit,
Amnesty International.
Maybe we don't make lists of people based on what they watch or listen to. How about that? Maybe that's a bad idea.
Well, you always see the same shit. When you see things that, quote-unquote, glamorize violence or attack the police, it's like automatically, oh, well, maybe this is something that really should be censored now. We really need to kind of... Because that's what they're gonna start calling for. That always ends up happening. Oh, we really need to...
We need to censor
really
this
need
stuff.
To stop this because this is really
bad. They already are. They're already getting the shit
wait,
taken down.
Oh, wait, they're already doing it? Oh, what a shock.
We have a dedicated process for the police to flag videos directly to our teams because we often need specialist contacts from law enforcement to identify real-life threats. Along with others in the UK, we share the deep concern about this issue and do not want our platform used to incite violence. A statement from YouTube reads in part, fuck
so,
you.
So basically... The fucking government of the United Kingdom said, you better fucking remove this shit, Google. And they went, yes, sir.
Yes, master. Okie dokie.
Freedom of speech and expression? Nah, we got to deplatform these people because it glamorizes violence. It incites violence.
Shakespeare fucking glamorizes violence. There's tons of art from all, like, from every fucking era of humanity that glorifies violence or could be interpreted as doing so.
I mean, the Bible itself is
yeah, look at the fuck, read the fucking
violence.
Bible. There's people getting butchered. There's God destroying entire cities. There's bears mauling children for making fun of a bald dude.
God sanctioning the kidnapping and rape of young girls. I mean, it's just over and over.
Well, all these things are a reflection of the culture. It's not like the funny thing is that they become scapegoats. But this is really just people looking at the culture they live in and just speaking about it or creating a song about it or a painting or whatever it is. It's just a reflection of what they see around them.
What about all the Renaissance works of art showing saints being killed and shit?
Yeah, I mean, I went to the fucking Rijksmuseum or whatever the fuck it was.
You're talking about the one in Amsterdam.
Yeah, in Amsterdam. And, like, 90% of the art there is, like, this old Christian art. And, like, almost all of it is just brutally violent, like children being killed, men and women being killed, people being tortured.
A lot of it's also about, like, the folly of falling into earthly temptations.
Jesus fucking on the cross, looking miserable, bloodied up, and fucking destroyed as a person. I mean, there's tons of violent imagery in art throughout fucking every era of mankind.
Oh, dude, there's a painting about the divide of, like, the Netherlands and, like, Belgium and shit. Remember that? Like, they had the, like, it was, like, the they had, like, the river and their both sides are, like, the Catholics and the Protestants or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of violent things. There's a lot of violent pieces. There's, like, basically, like, Judgment Day pieces where, like, volcanoes would be erupting and shit and, like,
yeah,
the
Satan,
sky would be red.
Demons are fucking putting people into their fucking mouth. Rah, bite you in half and shit. You know, we got violent movies, violent video games, violent books, violent plays, violent paintings. Like, violence is part of the human fucking experience. It doesn't make any sense to say that artists can't fucking express that.
What, are you saying that human beings are inherently violent?
I'm saying that is a fucking part of human nature, yes.
Oh.
Wow. So I think this is fucking
the
violence disgusting.
Of sentient life, dude.
I mean,
maybe it's a part of your human nature, TJ.
Whatever, Paul.
But I don't like this violence.
You fuck you. You were fucking violent as shit.
And Paul agrees with the ban.
North Korea blames U.S. media for spreading fake news about what Kim Jong Un wants from Donald Trump.
Shit, dude. Kim Jong Un is picking up the fake news meme.
Yep.
Cool.
North Korea has accused leading U.S. broadcast media outlets of spreading disinformation about North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un's motives for wanting to make denuclearization deal with President Donald Trump. Ri Dong Sinmun, the official newspaper of the ruling Korean Workers' Party Central Committee, published a commentary Tuesday attacking Fox News, CBS, and CNN for featuring U.S. high-ranking officials appear in their programs. Who claimed that North Korea was only seeking talks in order to get economic assistance from the U.S. The fate of the anticipated bilateral summit, which would be the first ever meeting between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean supreme leader, remains unknown after a recent diplomatic spat and North Korea's tightly controlled media has sought to dispel opposing narratives. The article branded the unnamed U.S. officials impudent for spreading the rubbish that if the DPRK meets the requirements of the U.S., it can get large-scale non-governmental economic aid and that it should show that the denuclearization goes in a verifiable and irreversible way. This is nonsense of hack media on the payroll of power, ignorant of who is the rival, the commentary added.
That was some great English. Yeah.
This is nonsense just of hack media just on the payroll of power, ignorant of who is the rival. It's like, what? That doesn't even make
rival,
sense.
We fight now. You die.
You ignorant of rival. I don't know if that's the accent of a North Korean.
Yeah, it was dead on.
Spot on.
You got it. You nailed it, TJ. You nailed it.
Spot the fuck on. You know what's really weird to me is like there's people that I know who are of Asian descent or who are of black, you know, ethnicity or whatever.
They happen to be.
That if I fucking. Happened to be. If I did a perfect impersonation of their voice and their mannerism of speaking, it would be called racist, so.
Probably.
I just don't know. You know, it's a kind of a weird thing.
You are a fucking racist, TJ.
Racist.
Good job.
Racist. They're going to cancel my ABC show. It's going to be bad. Denmark to school ghetto kids in Democracy and Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
Copenhagen. Denmark will force children in residential areas containing large numbers of immigrants to be educated about democracy, equality, and major Danish holidays such as Christmas. The governor said on Monday, the Nordic country has for decades struggled with how to integrate immigrants, primarily from the Middle East, into its ethnically and religiously homogenous welfare society. The new policy, agreed with major opposition parties, will force young children living in ghettos, an official term. If it's an official term, why is it in quotations? For areas consisting of primarily non-Western immigrants into 25 of... hours of public education a week from the age of one.
25 hours a week?
I don't think you need that from the age of one. Anyway, children in Denmark must normally receive 10 years of education from the age of six. However, school attendance is not compulsory, meaning parents have a right to choose how to educate their children. So they're basically saying, well, not for immigrants because they're just not integrating well enough. So they need to learn about democracy, equality, and Christmas. Those are the three things. Once they understand those three key pillars of society.
They're free to go, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I got
to
be honest.
It's probably a good thing to educate them in democracy and equality. Not sure about Christmas, if that's important. But, yeah, I think democracy and equality is probably a good thing. I mean, I don't like this, like, they're forcing these kids. Yeah, I mean, like, in most countries, kids are forced to go to school, so.
I don't know that. Christmas is the most important, but I think it should be on the, like, they need to learn about the culture of the place that they live.
It says, while the primary focus will be language skills and learning readiness, the deal also seeks to educate the primarily Muslim children in Danish traditions and Christian holidays, including Christmas and Easter. So, I mean, they probably need to learn about this since they're going to live in Denmark.
I mean, it is a huge problem. Like in these European nations, Muslim immigrants moving to these nations with no intention of being Danish citizens.
Yeah, they just want to.
They want to be Syrian citizens plopped down in the middle of, you know, Denmark. And like that's a problem everywhere with immigration. And I think every country could use programs that work to assimilate children of immigrants into the culture.
Yeah, I just think it's weird how this is presented as being like, oh, this is some unreasonable thing being forced on these people. Like, no, this is actually pretty fucking reasonable in my view.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they should be educated.
I mean, I don't know about 25 hours a week from the age of one.
You
know,
that's a little much, especially whatever. At the age of one. I mean, I think you could probably let them get to like, I mean, what are you going to teach them at the age of one any fucking way? It just doesn't make sense. Child's lemonade stand shut down for lack of permit.
Well, I'm glad the cops are on this case.
Good job.
Got to put a stop to this shit.
Look at these two little reprobates slinging their sugar water.
Denver police shut down a lemonade stand put on by a group of brothers over a permitting issue. Kids should not need a fucking permit to run a lemonade stand.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not a real fucking business. I'm sorry.
I mean, like, wasn't the whole point of, like, kids run a lemonade stand? Isn't that like, the whole point of that? Like, they're supposed to learn the value of work and, you know, how to make money and shit?
Yep.
Like, isn't that what that's supposed to be about?
Well, now they've learned that
I guess they've learned
about capitulating.
They learned a harsher
the
lesson
yeah,
than they ever
charity
intended
too.
To. When Jennifer, it was for charity?
Yeah.
Jesus. When Jennifer Knowles helped her son set up their first lemonade stand over the weekend, she thought it'd be a lesson in entrepreneurship and charity. Well, it was a lesson in entrepreneurship in America, I guess.
Yeah.
The boys went online and they decided they wanted to help a child in another country less fortunate. And we found a place in Colorado Springs called Charity International. They picked a 5-year-old boy in Indonesia. Wow. This story just gets worse and worse. But they got an unexpected lesson, too. Someone complained about the lemonade stand. Whoever, the person who complained should be bludgeoned to death. they should be. I'm not even.
Why would they?
That's not a joke. That's not a fucking joke. They should be bludgeoned to fucking death with a hammer.
Why would you even fucking complain about it?
Because you're just a bitter, hateful sack of shit.
You must fucking be. Who cares?
You know what?
You
know how I know they must be a bitter, hateful sack of shit? Because I'm a bitter, hateful sack of shit, and even I wouldn't do this. Turns out you need a permit.
If you didn't want the lemonade, you just walked by the stand. You wouldn't buy it.
You need a permit to operate a lemonade stand in Denver, similar to hot dog, peanut, and sunflower seed vendors. The city says it's about health and safety, but in the Knowles case, competition may also be in play. The Knowles set up right next to the Denver Arts Festival.
I wonder who complained.
Where there was a lemonade vendor. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
What probably a lemonade vendor trying to sell that shit for fucking like $8 a fucking cup, too.
Yep.
Yeah, the family sold their lemonade two for a dollar, while the vendor sold it for $7 a glass.
Oops.
Fuck
so,
this.
Who was that guy complaining again?
Yeah, it was that fucking lemonade vendor for sure. Yeah, because do you want to buy the fucking $7 lemonade or do you want to buy the two for a dollar lemonade? Oh my God, what a fucking sack of shit fucking country we live in. Fuck.
It's the most
this.
Aggravating story we've seen today, unfortunately.
I mean, oh my God, just fuck. Ugh. A new study says nearly 6,000 died in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. The government still says 64 people
died. That's a laughable total.
Mm-hmm.
64 people died, yeah.
The number of people who died in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria was at least 70 times higher than the official death toll, according to a study published Tuesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's not a credible publication.
No, not at all.
The study estimates that 5,740 people died as a result of the storm rather than the 64 people counted in the Puerto Rican government's official death toll, which was last updated December 4th. The government's count came under suspicion first by the Puerto Rico Center for Investigative Reporting and BuzzFeed News just days after the hurricane devastated the island.
I read a whole article about it. Dude, it's really just shocking. It's shocking how much it's because obviously it sounds like this. Oh, well, 64 people were killed by the storm. Oh, man, that's sad. Now, what were they said? Oh, actually, it was about 6,000 people that actually were killed by this. The government just totally failed them, and they died for pretty much a lot of them for no reason.
I mean, you know what's really shocking? That an American territory like Puerto Rico was without power for fucking weeks and weeks and weeks, and the aid we sent was a joke. This is one of our fucking territories. And people there were just fucking weeks after the storm still sitting with no power, no food, no running water.
Killed more people than Katrina, killed more people than 9/11, and the response has been nil. So
response is, well, that's their problem down there. They didn't want to be a state.
That's their goddamn problem.
Didn't want to be a state, did you?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, this is
Puerto Rico just keeps getting fucked in the ass, dude. Bankrupt. Fucking storm kills 6,000 people.
The bastard child of the U.S. empire, dude.
Yeah, maybe we should just let... If we're not going to do anything for them, maybe just let them be independent. Just like, you're just not, you know... We officially don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen, so...
Not being allowed to carry a weapon everywhere makes E.W. Jackson feel utterly naked and vulnerable.
Wow, what a pussy.
Yeah. So let's just watch this.
Watch this fucking prize winner.
This guy crying.
You feel safe now?
What a stud.
It's one thing to talk about the Second Amendment. I've done plenty of that. But it's quite another thing to practice it. I try to carry my gun everywhere I go. But when I'm told that there are towns...
Is the Second Amendment now like the Bible? You're practicing your Second Amendment right?
I'm not allowed to practice my Second Amendment rights. I feel like my rights are being violated. What if some nutcase, some evil person...
Like you?
decides he's going to kill a bunch of innocent people, and I happen to be in the crowd.
Then you're going to die.
No How am I going to live out my superhero fantasies without my gun?
Just like,
fuck you.
Just like all the people that are packing in Las Vegas when the shooter fucking picked him off from his fucking like 23rd story fucking hotel.
I really got to tell these people. I'm not going to say we. I'll say I, but there's a lot of people like me. I don't want your protection in public. I do not feel safer knowing that a retard like you is packing heat. I don't want you pulling out your gun if somebody else pulls out a gun. I would rather rely on law enforcement to take care of people like that. I don't need you. I don't want you. You don't make me feel safe knowing that you've got a fucking weapon in your pants.
To defend myself or any of the innocent people who might be there.
Fuck you! The innocent people don't want your help! I don't want you pulling your gun out and helping me. Fuck you!
Naked and vulnerable. On June 12th, there is a primary to select the Republican nominee for United States Senate. When I become your senator, I'm going to make sure that you can carry your gun everywhere you go. It's a God-given right.
And fantastic.
By the Constitution, and law-abiding citizens should not have infringed.
That's actually, no, where does it say
one
that?
One thing.
Let's turn every bar.
It doesn't say you can carry a gun wherever you want. That's not what the Second Amendment says. That's patently false.
It says the right to bear arms, Scotty. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed, Scotty.
Anywhere and everywhere.
That means that the 7-Eleven should be a shooting gallery. Get out of here.
In some towns it is.
Yeah. Sorry, that's just an unreasonable standard.
It's quite another thing to practice it.
Oh, yeah. Whip that out again and fire it a few more times.
Here's an idea. Point it right to your temple and then fire.
Yeah, practice the Second Amendment by sticking that gun in your mouth and pulling the trigger.
Gay exec for a coach parent company Tapestry relentlessly sexually harassed straight VP, says lawsuit. Oh, what a creepy web they weave at Tapestry, Inc. A lawsuit filed Tuesday accused a gay company executive of sexually harassing a straight coworker, including numerous unwanted touchings and endless comments about oral and anal sex. Defendant Giovanni Morelli was relentless in his same-sex come-ons towards plaintiff Thomas Gibb, who filed the 15-page suit in Manhattan's Supreme Court. How is your dick? Morelli allegedly asked Gibbs during. How's my dick? Yeah, it was fine. During a March 2018 business trip to Spain, is there any way you would ever consider not being straight? Tapestry Inc. owns the well-known brands Coach, Stuart Weitzman, and Kate Spade. The suit alleged that Morelli became obsessive about Gibbs' genitals once the plaintiff was hired March 1st as Weitzman's vice president of footwear development. Morelli asked him about his package when the men first met. The opening overture is in what became a bombardment of offensive conduct, the lawsuit alleges. Gibb alleged the company ignored his multiple complaints about Morelli's constant comments, while Tapestry announced last week that Morelli resigned after 1 year as head designer and creative director of the shoe label. The lawsuit charged he was actually fired for cause. The same was true of company human resources executive Molly Rosen, who coddled Morelli and chuckled at his inappropriate antics, according to the lawsuit. An email sent to Tapestry for comment was not returned. Gibb recounted sending a May 4th complaint to human resources staffer Molly Rosen after returning to work from the weekend, only to find Morelli had drawn two large penises on a whiteboard in his office. Ha ha ha, I'm dying, the lawsuit quotes Rosen as replying via email. Giovanni, Morelli's inappropriate behavior included introducing Gibb to people as Tommy Straight. During the Spanish trip, Morelli told a crowd of people that Gibb was so heterosexual that even if I saw him with a dick in his mouth, I wouldn't believe it. The lawsuit by Gibb, a well-known figure in the fashion and footwear industry, seeks unspecified damages for monetary and emotional harm along with punitive damages.
Sounds like a pretty straight-up sexual harassment case.
Straight up.
We all know, of course, that if it was a fucking man doing this to a woman, that instantly he would be instantly she would be believed and he would be painted as a piece of shit. This guy, it's like, well, I mean, did he really do it?
If this is a, you know, if you,
I mean, it's
if there's like some occasional banter like this, then I don't think it's really inappropriate. But if this is really just like a nonstop pattern that was that he complained about to human resources.
Yeah, if you drew a dick on a whiteboard, it's a joke.
Even human resources was like, I don't take this problem seriously, even though it's my job to take such problems seriously.
This isn't the kind of job you would just throw away either. I mean, this is a really good fucking job. So I don't think this guy would have done this lightly, so there's probably a little bit more than just...
You know,
just
and this is just part of this fucking bullshit where, you know, we think that sexual harassment, you know, protections are only there to protect women, and if men have a problem, it's not taken seriously, and it's bullshit.
Well, luckily, our modern society has the long, stiff arm of the law to handle these things.
Yeah.
Our law enforcement and court system is well endowed to handle these types of problems.
Yeah, solutions are coming soon.
We're going to thrust right into the heart of the matter.
Yes. I'm suing you guys for sexual harassment, by the way.
Okay, fair enough.
Taco Bell manager stabs worker in heated argument over a woman, Chicago police say. Dude. Someone call human resources. A 40-something manager at a Chicago Taco Bell stabbed his 21-year-old male employee in the abdomen early Tuesday morning, according to police. The fast food joint was in the city's Wrigleyville neighborhood on the north side, the Chicago Tribune reports. But what triggered the bloody fight? The two men were bickering over a woman, police told Patch. The argument was apparently an ongoing one.
Damn.
It began as a verbal argument, Patch reports, but eventually the men took their dispute out of the restaurant and into the nearby alley, which is where the manager pulled out the knife and stabbed his employee.
He wasn't fucking joking around, dude. He's like, stay away from my bitch. The guy's like, no, I'm gonna fuck her, dude. And he's like, all right, then I'm gonna kill you.
When police arrived at 6:30 a.m., they found the victim bleeding from the stomach. He wasn't seriously hurt. I guess he probably just got nicked then. 21-year-old victim wouldn't cooperate with police, authorities told the Tribune. He declined to press charges but was hospitalized after the incident.
Damn.
Sounds like Taco Bell doesn't want to dwell on the incident much either. A representative of the fast food chain told the Tribune she could offer absolutely nothing in the way of comment on the alleged stabbing.
Wait a minute. Like, the dude that got stabbed was just like, no, I don't want to press charges. I'm fine.
Dude, what's this one beneath this, though, dude? Fans gathered to mourn the loss of Taco Bell in Alabama.
I don't know.
That dude looks like he's fucking...
Dude, like, let's see. If
yeah, like, hit play.
There she is.
Looks like he's screaming at the sky, dude.
All that remains of the once glorious Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, it's gone. There's a vigil, dude. It is. It's a vigil.
A candlelight vigil for their fucking Taco Bell.
These fat people, dude. They want, just want some Taco Bell. That's all they want.
Wow.
I can't hear you. I mean, yeah. This is crazy.
That's an uplifting story, dude. A totally uplifting
story. It's not uplifting. They're mourning the death of their beloved Taco
Well, you know what,
Bell.
Though? They came together as a community, though, TJ.
Yeah, that's true. Fallout 76 is the next game in the Fallout universe.
A lot of people are eating crow on this one, dude. A lot of gamers are like, it's just gonna be... Nope, it actually is a new Fallout game. You're
following
wrong.
A 24-hour live stream on Twitch, Bethesda Software unveiled the next game set in the Fallout universe is called Fallout 76, which refers to the vault where it takes place. The teaser trailer embedded above included scenes set inside a relatively well-maintained Fallout shelter. The vault looks decked out for a party with balloons and confetti all over. A sign says the blah, 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 blah. Should I just play it, or do you think I'd get in trouble?
You'll probably get in trouble.
Yeah.
All right. So, new Fallout game. Scotty, you wanted me to pull this, so you talk about it.
I just thought it was interesting because a lot of people, because this has been speculated for a while, that this game was going to be, people knew there was going to be a big announcement. That's kind of been in the grapevine. But a lot of people were like, dude, I will fucking eat my fucking hat if they announce a new Fallout game, because it ain't happening. You know, people made all kinds of crazy fucking claims that they were going to do if it was actually a new Fallout game to be announced. And I actually was surprised that they did announce a new game, because we all know Bethesda's kind of slow to develop games. And I mean, obviously, with this being a teaser,
I think that there was just
it's a couple years away at least.
I think there was a tremendous impetus for them to take attention away from how bad the last Fallout game was.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's really what
I think. It's like, oh shit, we really fucked this up.
Well, let's
bad.
Be honest too. This game is probably at least 2 or 3 years away.
Sure, sure.
It's a weird choice on the naming scheme too. They're breaking the sequential numbered naming.
Well, maybe
scheme.
It's not going to be an official. Maybe it's going to be kind of like New Vegas or something, you know, kind of like an in between game or something.
I'm not sure. This is just a teaser. So
I mean, New Vegas was developed by a different studio.
It was
like Bethesda itself is doing this one. So I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see, I guess. I mean, pretty crazy shit. Hopefully better than Fallout 4. I mean, I'll probably give it a chance because it's one of the few modern gaming series I actually have enjoyed. But if it's as bad as the last one, then this will probably be the last Fallout for me.
Yeah, I haven't even played 4 yet.
And nor should you. Nor should you ever.
Well, if you didn't know about this, definitely check out the little teaser. There's not much to it, but something to look at.
Cool. Kind of, you know, it could be interesting.
I mean, like, there's not much meat on the bone, is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think they've announced.
I think it's kind of weird. I hope the whole thing doesn't take place in this fucking vault, though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'd be interesting.
I doubt it.
We'll see.
It would.
Who knows? Sounds kind of maybe it'll be good. I don't know. Last one sucked. Who knows? Anyway, thank you guys for watching. If you want to make our day, please try to support us on Patreon. We got about 3,080. Patrons last I checked. We're trying to get to 4,000. That's our next big goal. That's when we're gonna get rid of this fucking studio, get a nice fucking new studio going, get some better fucking sound equipment, better video equipment, new setup, all that stuff. We might have to do some of that before then, but when it gets to 4,000, that's when we're totally gonna go try to take this shit to the next level of professionalism. And, you know, also, if you are not aware, we are going to have a big meetup and live show on July 21st at the Mint in Los Angeles. That'll also be linked down below. And we hope you'll check that out. VIP tickets gets you an hour early admission. You get to hang out with us for an hour before the show begins. And that's cool. $25 for the regular ticket, which includes getting to see Marshall Manson do the opening and get to see our live show and then get to hang out with us for, you know, pretty much the whole night afterwards.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 hours
in the morning.
Yeah. And I definitely know we will not be smoking.
It's
going to
be
marijuana.
A huge party. It's going to be, you know, I can't say that there's going to be sex, drugs and rock and roll there, but there will be. And
you can't say it,
but there will be,
you know, and so, yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
So, Paul.
What? What are you fucking with
so
me
Paul.
For?
Paul.
I ain't fucking with you. I'm just asking if you got any closing remarks.
We now turn to Paul.
What? Oh, I'm the closing remark guy today?
Yeah.
Aren't you the dude running the show?
I just fucking...
Come on, Paul.
I told him all the important announcements. Now it's time for you to entertain them for a second.
Entertain the
TJ
people.
Will be passing out blowjobs at the meeting. In the bathroom with his Lou Albano beard so you can grab onto it and use it as like a little handle.
That is not
No, that is absolutely true. It's happened at every meetup we've done before. TJ disappears.
There's a good chance that fucking that's false.
You look around and you don't see TJ.
Hey,
I believe I gave all the last words. Thank you.
Oh, I'm just adding details.
If you look right. around at the meetup and don't see TJ,
if
you know where he
video,
is.
If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. Yeah.